Sagan to Bergeron. Now Marchand closes, the shot scores! Bergeron screening and Marchand used it. And Olsson knocks the Gatorade bottle over the end glass. In anger, the Bruins are up 2 for the first time tonight.
Jack Edwards on the call. Brad Marchand, his 26th goal of the year. And Brad joins us here on the program, brought to you by Brennan Smoke Shop, Drumhill Ford, and F.W. Webb. All right, so we're doing the quick math here, Brad. Only 833 games to go till you get to that 1,000-game mark the way Chara did last night. Piece of cake.
That's a pretty ridiculous milestone. And hopefully one day I'll be able to say the same, but very happy for you.
You guys gave him a great gift, a hotel, 3-night hotel stay to any hotel he wants to go to in the world. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Disney.
You're given that gift. Don't steal his answer. He might answer. I was going to ask him. Let him answer the question, Lou. Where would you go for 3 nights anywhere in the world, Brad Marchand?
Where would I go?
Yeah, where would you go?
I think I've always wanted to go to Rome, so I'd probably head down there.
Yeah, you got to go to Italy. Why wouldn't you? I agree. It's coming from an Italian, of course. Let's talk about your Bruins team here now. You guys, yeah, thank you for the music. You guys have won 3 straight now. It's the first time in 41 games, but 5 of the last 6. Did you hit a rut there? We've heard a lot about the fatigue. It almost seems like you guys getting a little second wind here now.
Yeah, we're we haven't been playing the best as of late, but we've kind of turned around here, and then we really needed to at the right time. And especially going to the playoffs, that's what you need to do. You need to be playing your best hockey, and we're playing pretty good right now. So we just have to make sure we focus on keep playing this way going down the stretch.
What exactly was it? Is there one thing a lot of people point, the physical play, that's how you guys are, maybe the depth, the scoring that you're getting, the production from the fourth line. Was there one thing or just overall playing better as a team?
Yeah, I think all those things. We, our third and fourth line are playing very, very well right now and really stepping up. And we're playing very physical right now, which we needed to do, and very hard on the forecheck, and everyone's coming back strong. And we're just playing a very sound overall game.
You mentioned the physical game. I thought the game changed getting Rich Peverly back. I mean, the team just has a different look. He's playing with you guys, Brad, on that line. What has that meant, getting a guy like him back on this roster?
Well, it's big. It just balances up the lines a little more. It just kind of throws holes in the different parts of the lineup. And when you get a guy like Pev's back, who very, very strong player and played very well for our team last year and down the stretch and again, sort of this year. So we really miss him and very happy to have him back.
What are some of the differences? We have Peverly on that line with you and Bergeron as opposed to having Sagan on that line.
It doesn't really matter who's on the line. Obviously, they're both very, very skilled players. Pez is very quick, very very smart with the puck. And Sagan's a bit more of a shooter. Very, very good shot. Likes to shoot a little bit more and has a little bit more of a passer, but they're both great players.
You mentioned this time of year is a good time, Brad, to start playing, to get the playoffs start in a couple of weeks. Did anyone have to say anything? Did anyone in that locker room step up and talk about the idea of trying to play your best hockey heading into the defense of your Stanley Cup?
Well, yeah, we know this is the time where you want to play your best hockey. And, we did talk about it, just how we have to if we even want to make playoffs, we have to buckle down and start playing well. And if you're not, if you don't play good hockey when going to playoff time, you usually get to beat out pretty quickly, and we don't want to be in that situation. So we just want to make sure that we put our best effort on the ice every night here. So it was a great opportunity to win.
Ralston came over here, and I think he moved around on a bunch of different lines. Claude tried him first line, second line at times, but looks like he's settled in that third line right now. Those guys have been absolutely lighting it up, and it seems like you're best when you don't realize which line is out there because everyone's contributing, but that third line in particular lately has been on fire.
Yeah, they're really hot right now. They're playing very well, and they're playing like they have something to prove, and every time they're on the ice, they're a threat, and it makes it a lot easier on the other three lines. You go out there, and we just roll four lines, and every time a line's on the ice, they're a threat to score a goal, so it's great to have on our team right now.
You guys went on a great trip last year, long road trip, put a bunch of wins together, and that seemed to be a galvanizing moment, Brad. I wonder, this West Coast trip, you win 2 out of 3. but it felt like that you guys looked like that Bruins team again. Does it help to go on a trip like that? Does it help to get you focused for a playoff run?
Yeah, we, anytime you kind of go on a road trip and play the way we did, it's big for your team. And we definitely built a lot of momentum when you can go into other teams' buildings and win a couple games on a long road trip like that. With a back-to-back game, and it's big for us, and we can definitely build a lot of momentum off that, and build some confidence, and hopefully continue to play like that.
Now I know, listen, Marty Turco, been in this game a long time, probably a lot of respect for him, but when you walked in that dress room and saw those pads he was breaking up the other night, I gotta believe somebody had to say something, crack a few jokes with him, no?
I didn't chirp him about anything, but he makes me look good, so. it's fun to have Marty here. He's a great guy, and he's been fun to have around.
You walked into the office last year to Peter Chiarelli and said, or Claude Julien, I'm going to score 20 goals, and you went out there and you did it. You got 26 now. Did you tell him you'd score 30? You got four more to go here.
No, I didn't. I didn't tell him. I figured I could have got myself enough trouble with that last year. So, I did what I had to do to make the team, and now I'm just trying to improve every day. Whatever I get, I get.
Are you a goals guy? Not goals as in goals on the ice, but when you have preseason goals, do you say, hey, I want to be a 50-point scorer? Because you accomplished that last night. Was that something that you set out to do this year as a whole?
Yeah, I definitely have goals at the start of the year, to do different things. But, I can't be sharing them, otherwise it'd get me in trouble again. So, I think every player goes in the season with goals and things they want to improve on and ways to get better and be a better player.
Tim Thomas seems like he's kind of flipped the switch here, looking more like the Tim Thomas of old. Do you sense a different guy in that dressing room? Was it a guy that was fatigued, that a guy now looks like he's kind of got it back together again?
Well, it's just, during the season, you go through ups and downs, and every player does. And if you want to call it his down, it's just by no means his fault. As a team, as a whole, we weren't playing very well, and he's playing great for us right now. The last few games, he's been on the ball, and it definitely makes it a lot easier for us out there when he's playing the way he is right now.
Gregory Campbell, amongst others, is doing this diary, kind of copying you, Brad. He's in the Boston Herald all the time, and Campbell this week talked about chirping back and forth with you and said you guys have pretty good prank wars going on back and forth, including the idea that he sewed your pant legs together at some point. What the hell's that all about?
Yeah, we got a good friendship going. He's a great guy. I love him. And we do. He's good. He likes to have fun and play some jokes with him the same way. And he did. He got me last year. Sewed my pant legs together. He never confessed it was him, so it's nice to know that it actually was him, so I can get him back for it. But there's been some good ones. There's one time I came in and my whole bed was gone from my room on the road and things like that. We definitely have some fun.
All right, tell me about this Bear and the Gang thing. I know you're just a very talented. You have your commercials. You got it all. Clothing line. Bear and the Gang, huh? Now you're doing a little show. You guys gonna get it together or what?
Yeah, I guess so. It's I saw it for the first time the other night, and I really liked the introduction. it's hilarious, and I've seen all the guys at different parts. I thought Kretchy, when he's laughing, he kind of gives the camera an eye, that killed me. So it'll be pretty funny. I know there'll be some good videos, and there'll be some fun for sure.
Did you like doing that? Because the intro is great. There's going to be some follow-ups. Did you guys have fun putting those together, Brad?
Yeah, definitely. They're fun to do. It's it's really fun to see it all come together. But it's funny, you go and spend all the time doing it. It's just they're such quick little bits that it's a lot of fun. It's nice to see it all come together.
Let's get you out on this. What do you have in store for Gregory Campbell now that you know that he was the guy that sewed your pant legs together?
He got me today again too. Actually, he changed. I had white shoes with white laces, and he put these bright yellow hockey laces in my shoes and hid my other laces on me. So he got me today. I'm going to have to get him back.
God, it sounds like he's kicking your ass. You got to get him back.
Yeah, when are you going to retaliate here?
Well, I can't give up all my tricks, boys.
All right, good idea.
I need to know where I'm going to hit him.
We need a report next week, Brad. We appreciate it. Keep kicking ass with Bear and the gang, and we'll talk to you soon.
Perfect, thanks.
Is the best. And Brad's right there at the beginning of it. It's the font of Bear and the Gang that gets you, and this ridiculously good theme music. Our conversation with the star of Bear and the Gang, Brad Marchand, brought to you by Brennan Smoke Shop, the very best tobacco and tobacco accessories at the very best prices in Massachusetts. Must be 18 years of age or older. And by Drumhill Ford, visit drumhillford.com. View their inventory. Drumhill Ford, it's worth the drive, you betcha. And by FW Web, Selection Expertise Solutions, we've got it. We'll get a break here. We'll come back, get you set with What's on Tap, the big show at 2 o'clock on 93.7 WEEI.